This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is Tony Childs. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy
94.9. Friday Morning Show with Leo. Who can forget that voice from 1988, Don't Walk Away? Tony Childs, a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter from the States, burst onto the music scene way back in 1988. Hits such as That Song, Don't Stop Fussing, Many Rivers to Cross. She now calls Australia home after marrying an Aussie. Welcome in studio, Tony Childs.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No worries at all. Now, what's it like hearing the old track again?
Well, you know, I love that track. I love the horn section. Everybody loves the horn section. It's such a hook. But it's like, it's getting a little dusty. We need some new music now.
I know.
I'm going to turn into the Exorcist. My head is going to spin. I must have more new music.
And of course, you were just in Bali as well, which is, I've never actually been to Bali, but I know they do have a songwriters boot camp summit every year in Bali where songwriters get together and they collaborate. And I think a couple of years ago, Delta Goodrum was there with I think Ruby Rose was there as well. So it must be quite an inspiring place to be in Bali and to...
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, it's an island of artisans. So you have wood carvers, you have dancers, you have metallurgy, you have stone carvers, wood carvers. There's so much rich art, and they're just producing and producing. And for me, I'm a singer, but I'm also an installation artist, and I'm also I'm a painter, and I do a lot of different mediums of art, and actually now combining it into my work, my musical work, and that's what It's All the Beautiful Noise and Citizens of the Planet is incorporating all of that stuff. So I love Bali for that.
Let's touch very, very briefly on, I guess, when you started your career, because I guess the music business these days is very different to what it is back then. And as a child from the 80s, Tony, I love the 80s because there were no rules back then. There were no, you know, artists could be nurtured into, instead of having you must have a number one, you must have a top 10. It's a gradual process for an artist. And I guess these days it's very different. So what are some of the highlights from, I guess, the early days for you and back now?
Well, of course, having your first tour and you open for Bob Dylan, that's a highlight.
Massive highlight.
Yeah. Getting nominated for 2 Grammys, you know, that's a
way
big
up there.
Deal. That's big. And I guess the thing is that being able to, you know, have this huge international, the record that just reaches into 50 countries or more around the world, and you making these connections and getting a chance, you know, that's what I hoped for. I hoped that I would be able to play music all over the world, and I've continued to do that. So that's pretty awesome.
I had a chat with Anastasia a couple of weeks ago, and she is from the States, but she's had massive success more so outside the States. Like yourself, you have great success here in Australia, and where I come from in New Zealand, where you had 6 top 40 hits in New Zealand. And actually, my old boss is a massive fan of yours, and I haven't seen her for years and years and years, but I always remember that she used to love playing your album, and she used to love your songs, and I guess people connecting with your music from the other side of the world at that time must have been really gratifying for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was a little peanut then. You know, it's like many, many years on now, and you know, the world is still. You don't really understand what a decade means. You don't really understand. You don't have the eyes to see the world. For me, it was wanting to become a good songwriter, right? I just wanted to really, I'm a storyteller. That's what I love doing, right? And then singing, and then just being really daring to be honest and vulnerable and transparent. And what I found is that I just connected with a bunch of other people that were wanting that same thing. And so that makes us just really, you know, it's hooked us up. You know, we're like, we're all connected now. We have a social, an emotional landscape that's very similar, right? And we're all struggling and trying to make the best out of bad situations and trying to find our way and bring ourselves up, you know, bring ourselves up and accept ourselves and love ourselves and have a great life, you know?
And to celebrate life, which that's brings me right on to this next one, because your new album's coming out next year and we'll be given a track to play this morning, which I'm very excited about. It's a new track called Celebrate. Can you tell us about the track and what, how it came about?
Well, I have a new album that I've written with my husband. Who knew? that I was going to write some music. His background, just for people, he's a documentary filmmaker and he's done a lot of soundtrack and sound design for film and television and documentaries. And so this is something I did with him, and this is my song to him.
This is Celebrate. You're on Joy. More Tony next on Joy. Joy 94.9 with Leo on the Friday morning show. Nearly at the end of the show, my special guest Tony Childs is still with me. Now, Tony, you're playing at Bennett's Lane tonight in a special performance, one of a few shows. For more dates, go to Tony's website, tonychilds.com. You're playing dates all this weekend around Victoria. Tonight, Bennett's Lane, what can we expect from tonight's show?
Tonight, I'm dedicating it to my brother, who has just passed. And this album, I'm playing a lot of It's All a Beautiful Noise. Basically, we're taking it out. You record in the studio, and then you really need, it needs to find its feet live, right? And that's what these four dates that we're doing around Melbourne are all about. And we're doing some old stuff, but we're, this record is really, really powerful. And ethereal. And you can go to allabeautifulnoise.com and see some of the images and learn more about what this production is about.
It's going to be a great show tonight. So, Tony Childs, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Friday morning show. And welcome back to Joy. We love having you in here. I can't wait to see the show tonight.
Hi, this is Tony Childs. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.